Audio Renaissance presents The Messiah of Morris Avenue by Tony Hendra. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd.
Prologue. Fort Oswald, Texas. An early summer storm roils the sky. Lightning crackles between fat thunderheads. They lurch over the flat plain, roly-poly gunmetal gray giants, thousands of feet tall, occasionally spitting thin streams of dazzling light at the ground. Abutting the vast airbase's southern boundary is a brand new maximum security prison, one of thousands that dot the Lone Star landscape, as familiar a sight as forests of oil rigs once were, back in the bad old days before God returned to America. The prison is a sprawling complex covering dozens of acres. It consists of identical rectangular compounds, each formed by three rows of titanium-reinforced 20-foot chain-link fence, topped with dense rolls of razor wire. The gap between each row is packed with more razor wire. The wire bristles with countless thousands of tiny blades. When lightning flashes overhead, they flash too. The prison's full name is the Risen Lamb Correctional Facility. Its directors call it a Christian prison, one that respects the retributive power of church and state, the right of the judiciary to exact punishment, the right of the Lord to vengeance. The men and women incarcerated here aren't inmates or prisoners, but sinners. Those convicted of capital crimes are called cardinal sinners, but the God of vengeance is also the God of forgiveness. This prison differs from all others in the fervent efforts that are made to help cardinal sinners repent before they're terminated, to be born again before they die. At the center of the complex is its spirit.